worst thing that could happen to you is one day you get to heaven and you realize there are so many gifts and presents and anointing and power and healing and prosperity you've never received on earth. Imagine you get to heaven and there are all these things God wanted you to have and you never received them. Why? Because you did not have faith. God intended for you to be blessed and healed and anointed and for you to walk in power, and you never lived that type of life because you did not have the faith. Let me tell you, God has released all the blessings, all the power, all the anointing, all the miracles 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on that cross on Calvary. Every curse was broken. Every chain was broken. Every blessing was released. Healing is available. Prosperity is God's will and is available. But why are we not experiencing it in our daily lives many times? Some of you are watching right now. You have this question. God, why? God, why? Why is this happening? Or why is this not happening in my life? And that's the wrong question. My question to you is, how great is your faith? Sounds very simple. It is simple as that. The question is not why God, or why not God? The question is, how great is your faith? How much do you expect God to do? What else should God do? He has given His only begotten Son. He has paid for all the sins of all the ages, of the whole world. He has done everything. He released every miracle. And here we are, and asking God, why is this not happening? It is not on His side. The problem is not on His side. The problem is on our side. We have a lack of faith. Now you say, Daniel, you're preaching too hard. I mean, there are people who believe and still don't receive. That's wrong. Look at Jesus. How many times did Jesus rebuke His disciples and people around Him for their lack of faith? He would not comfort them and tell them, oh, this might not be God's will. Don't you worry. No. He said, listen, it is your problem. You have a lack of faith. And I would rather repent from my lack of faith. I would rather say, Lord, forgive me of my lack of faith, and then experience His blessing and experience His prosperity, then to remain in my own theology and claiming that you know God's will, and God's particular will in my life in this case is for me to be sick. Wrong. The question is, do you have enough faith? How great is your faith? And you find several stories in the Bible where people regretted. They regretted not having enough faith. One of those stories happened in the 9th century before Christ. It was the time of Elisha, the son of Elijah. And during that time, around Elisha there was a group of people, of students, who were following him. And he was teaching them how to prophesy. It was a school of prophecy. And then one of the prophets and disciples of Elisha had passed away. And now his wife was in trouble. Let me read for you from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. The Bible says, the wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Now, this is strange. Now, listen. You would say, this is a typical prosperity preacher. How can you? I mean, a poor widow comes to him and now he says, tell me, what do you have in your house? Well, can you imagine? Instead of writing her a check, instead of giving her some money, this prosperity preaching prophet says, tell me, what do you have in your house? Isn't that odd? That's what he did. Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a small jar of olive oil. She said, I have nothing. My house is empty. My furniture is gone. The fridge is gone. The food is gone. All I have is one jar with a little oil in it. Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. And now listen, he said, he was warning her. He was preparing her. He was pumping her faith. He said, don't ask for just a few. Ask for many. Ask for many, many, many jars, vessels, containers. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars. Now, at this point, she should have understood that a miracle was about to happen. Because he said, pour oil in all the jars. Something will happen. And as each is filled, put it on to one side. So he told her in advance, you will ask for pots, you will ask for vessels, you will ask for jars, for containers, then you will pour the oil, and the empty jars will be filled. She should have known better. Verse 5, she left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. Good. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. How stupid can you be? How dumb can you be and still breathe? I mean, the prophet told you, get as many jars as possible. Make sure you get many. Don't get a few. Get many, many, many. He prepared her. Why? The prophet Elisha knew God. He knew God is unlimited. His name is El Shaddai. He is without boundaries. If he gives, he gives. If he blesses, he blesses. He is a God of abundance, of overflow. His name is El Shaddai. He is God unlimited. So the prophet prepared her, but her faith was so little. And I imagine the boys were thinking, her sons were thinking to herself, my goodness, why didn't we go to the other neighbor? Why couldn't we have borrowed some more jars, some more containers somewhere? I mean, we would have run to the whole town and get all the jars of the whole town. But we did not. How stupid. What if these boys had great faith? What if this widow had greater faith? They would have brought huge containers. They would have prepared a pool. And then the oil would have poured and poured. And they would have become millionaires. Hallelujah. But because of their lack of faith, their containers were too small, their vessels were too small, their jars were too small, their faith jars, faith vessels, faith containers were too small. And that's my question today. How great is your faith? How great is your faith container? How much of God's blessings and power and anointing and healing can you contain? That is the question. Not whether or not it is God's will to bless and prosper you. It is His will to bless and prosper you. But how much faith do you have? How much can you believe? How much faith do you have to contain the blessings of God? If you have a huge faith container, you'll receive huge miracles. Now, I've traveled to different parts of this world. I've seen ministries in very poor countries, and they were prospering, not because they had much money, but because they believed in a God who is more than enough. They believed in God unlimited. They believed in El Shaddai, and that is why they prospered. That means the blessing is there. Everything God ever did is done. Every blessing is paid for. Every healing is done. It requires faith to bring that blessing into reality in the here and now. Hallelujah. If you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, or I am El Shaddai, or I am God Unlimited. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your number. That's God. He said, I will greatly increase your number. But God, I'm an old man. I'm 99 years old. And God said, listen, Abraham, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you another aspect of who I am. My name is God Unlimited. My name is El Shaddai. My name is the God who is more than enough. The God who surprises with blessings. Hallelujah. If you are not experiencing God unlimited, it is not due to God, God's unwillingness, God's stinginess. He is not unwilling. He is not stingy. It is due to your lack of faith. And that is why my question today is, how great is your faith? How much are you capable of believing? How much can you believe? Hallelujah. His name is El Shaddai. He is the God who is more than enough. And you have access to all the blessings by faith. The currency of heaven is faith. You receive by faith. Even your salvation was by faith. It was by grace, rather, through faith. All right? The grace was accessible. The grace was there. When Jesus died and paid the price, there was enough grace released for the rest of the whole world for all times. There was enough grace. But listen. You appropriated the grace by your faith. You believed. And then you receive that grace. Hallelujah. God revealed himself from a new perspective, in a new dimension. He said, I am El Shaddai. What is the meaning of El Shaddai? The meaning of El Shaddai is all sufficient. The God who is almighty, who is all sufficient, he is more than enough. And the syllable Dai of El Shaddai means to pour out. God pours out, or rather to pile up blessings. Okay? So God is not just blessing you a little bit here and there. No, he is the God who likes to pour out blessings, to pile up blessings. And whoever has met Jesus and whoever has experienced his power knows that out of his grace, out of his fullness rather, we have received grace after grace after grace after grace after grace. Out of his fullness, we received graces. Hallelujah. Amen. That's El Shaddai. He is pouring out and piling up blessings. Then the syllable Dai means to be generous, to provide food, for example, to provide blessings all sufficiently. Hallelujah. In times of crisis, God will provide for you because his name is El Shaddai. El Shaddai, the God who piles up blessings. The syllable Shaddat or Shaddaim is derived from the word breast. Like a mother satisfies its child at her breast. But there's provision and satisfaction involved. God will still your deepest desires and satisfy you. He is the God unlimited. He will cuddle you and he will kiss you and he will bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you. He is God unlimited. That's the idea. And God said to Abraham, Abraham, you don't know how good I am. You think you've known me, Abraham? You think you have seen my goodness? Listen, I'm going to prove to you and to generations following that I am El Shaddai. I am more than good. I am more than a God who can. I am a God who can do more than enough. A God who is unlimited. But the question is, how much, how great is your faith? How much can you believe? Also, the word El Shaddai, the syllable Shaddat, can also be derived from a word called violently destroying, or somebody who has absolute power, meaning the El Shaddai is the Almighty. He has the absolute power to satisfy you, but also to destroy your enemies. It's a God who is more than enough, who is unlimited. El Shaddai is somebody who nourishes, who satisfies, who protects, who provides. He is the all-sufficient preserver. He is the one who blesses plentifully with all kinds of blessings. That is El Shaddai. Wow. Telling Abraham, you don't even know how good I am. Let me surprise you. Let me speak to you prophetically today. You don't even know how good God is. And that's your problem. Because you have a wrong idea about God, this stingy God. No, this evil God, he's only waiting to punish me, to find something in my life that doesn't add up, something that's not according to his will, and then to punish me. No, and he says, I am El Shaddai. It is my character. It is my desire. It is who I am. I like to bless people, and I like to pile blessings upon them. Hallelujah. That's the God I serve, a God who piles blessings. Wow. I hope you will have enough faith to receive one grace after the other out of his fullness. Now, because God is unlimited, it all now depends on our faith. All the blessings are released. Let me tell you, listen, our God has a new Jerusalem. And in that place, the streets are made of pure gold. The gates are made of the mother of pearl. I mean, just imagine. There's wealth and riches all over the new Jerusalem. The new world is going to be a wonderful, splendid place, a glamorous place, because God is rich and he desires us to be rich. You don't believe it? Read 2 Corinthians chapter 9. All right, let's move on. God is El Shaddai. He is unlimited. He wants to give you more than enough, but it all depends on your faith now. And I want to increase your faith today so you'll be able to receive. Now, God desires, and that's the first point I want to make here, God desires for you to prosper materially, financially. It is God's desire for every believer to prosper materially, financially. Now, call me a prosperity teacher, so be it. But listen, I am not one of those prosperity preachers preaching prosperity for their own pockets. No. I believe God wants to prosper us. God wants to prosper Christians more than anybody else. Why? So that we can prosper others. So that we can become a channel of blessings to this world. Hallelujah. So when I speak about prosperity, I am not speaking about prosperity for my own gain. Prosperity for the kingdom of God. Listen to this. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. The Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Wow. God, where are you sending me? How about provision? What will happen? I have no job. God, what is going on? And then he says, verse 2, I will make you into a nation. No, into a great nation. I'm more than enough. I'm going to make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whosoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. Can you imagine? Listen to what God is saying. There's some man called Abraham, some nomads living somewhere, and God chooses him, and that man believes in God, and God says, I'm going to make you great. Me, God? Yes, I'm going to make you great. I'm going to bless you. You'll be so blessed that you'll become a blessing to others. You'll be blessed, 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 blessed. And because your blessings are running over, you will start to bless people around you. And listen, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Through me? Yes, through you, Abraham. Can you imagine? That's the God he served. El Shaddai, who is more than enough. And all God demanded from Abraham was one thing. Faith. Just believe. Abraham, do you believe I'm El Shaddai? Do you believe I can do that? Do you believe I can make you a great... Oh, I'm 99. It's hard. Believe me, Abraham. And he believed. And God counted it as righteousness to him. Because he believed God. He trusted God. If you trust God, he can make you great, your name great. Not for your sake, for his sake. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, when Abraham was blessed, he went around telling everybody that his God is El Shaddai. He was not keeping the glory to himself. He knew he depended solely on the blessings of God. And he was telling everybody, I am rich, I am blessed, and I'm a blessing because I am a child of El Shaddai. El Shaddai is my God. He is God unlimited. My question again to you is, how great is your faith? How much can you believe? Let's move on. Under the old covenant, at the time of Moses, God made a covenant, and even in that covenant, God included prosperity. Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 9. The Lord said, then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous. Can you listen? Can you imagine? Not just prosperous. You'll not just survive. You'll not just have enough. I'll not just satisfy you. I will make you prosperous. Not just prosperous. Most prosperous. In all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb. God says, I'm going to make you most prosperous in every aspect of your life. The young of your livestock and the crops of your land. Business. God was talking business here. That was business those times. No? Raising cattle and crops. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your ancestors, if you obey the Lord your God, and so on. Listen, God was telling the people of Israel, under the old covenant, I'm going to make you not just prosperous, but most prosperous, and that in all aspects of your life. Can you imagine? A God who will make people most prosperous. It is his will to make his people most prosperous. How? Have faith. Believe, and God will make you prosper. If you open your Bibles to Psalm 78, verse 25. Now, Psalm 78 speaks about the people of Israel who had left Egypt and were going through the desert, and it describes the experience there in the desert. And it says in verse 25, human beings ate the bread of angels. He's talking about the people of Israel. They ate the manna, the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. You know, just think about it. The Bible says about 600,000 men left Egypt. So there were about estimated 2.5 million people, no, counting the children, the wives, the women. So about 2.5 million people. And God sent them all the food they could eat for 40 years. Can you imagine? No, he would not just say, okay, listen, oh, we need some rations here, some military rations. You'll just survive. You make sure you have just enough. You'll survive the desert period. You'll come out and then we'll see. No, God said, in the midst of your suffering, in the desert, in the drought, where there's nothing around, I will provide for you. And not just enough. I will provide all the food you can eat. You'll be satisfied. And he did so for 40 years. Can you imagine? Our God is unlimited. He is El Shaddai. And he gave them food enough. And still the people of Israel were murmuring. He gave them the most nutritious food, the best heavenly food. I mean, that food was awesome. It was superfood. That's what we call superfood today. It was superfood. They were eating superfood, the food of angels. And they were not happy. They complained to God. And God said, all right, you want burgers? You get your barbecue, you get barbecue. And he sent, you know, birds and they ate until they threw up and got sick. God provided in abundance. Can you imagine? But all you need to receive that abundance is faith. And that God of the Old Testament who fed 2.5 million people for 40 years and he never missed a meal, that God is available today. He is present right here. And you can have access to his blessings. How? By your faith. How many faith containers do you have in your faith life? How much faith do you have? How great is your faith? How much can you believe? It depends all on your faith, on your size of a faith container. Same thing in Psalms 23, verse 5. David says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Can you imagine? In a war situation, in a war zone, where enemies all around us. David says, you set a table before me. It's not just you got some bread and some water. No, there's a table set before me. I am blessed. I can eat good food. I can enjoy myself while the enemy is trying to kill me. God says, I will provide for you. And I've experienced that in my life many times. Where people are fighting and arguing, God is blessing us. Just blessing us purposely, showing to everybody, I love this, my son. He is doing my work. Hallelujah. I hope if you have faith, he'll also bless you. Verse 5, still in Psalm 23. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The picture here is that the shepherd has the sheep, the lamb or the sheep on his lap. And he's allowing the sheep to drink from his own cup. He's sharing his own cup with one of his favorite sheep. Hallelujah. And as the sheep puts its snout into the cup runs over. That means the cup was full enough. There was more than enough in the cup. As the sheep was dipping its nose into the cup, it was running over. This speaks about being close to the shepherd. It also speaks about abundance. God has abundance for us as you are close to him. Let me close with this last report from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 from verse 4 to 7. Again, here we see God unlimited, and the question is, how much faith do you and I have? Luke 5 from verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon Peter that is, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. He is telling them, take your nets, plural. Go out and throw them out and then wait for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats. So they began to sink. Can you imagine? But there's a problem in the story here. Jesus told Peter very clearly, get the nets and throw them out. Get the nets, plural, get nets, because something great is going to come. Get nets, Peter. But Peter, in his lack of faith, got only one net, singular, it says here. He got, at your word, I will let down the net, not the nets. Jesus told him, put nets. He put the net. His faith was small, just one net. Let's try. We have tried the whole night. It didn't work. It won't work again. Peter had small faith. And because he had small faith, the great number of fish came, and the Bible says that the net began to break. And I don't know how many fish escaped. Maybe thousands of fishes escaped. Why? Because Peter did not have enough faith. Instead of obeying Jesus and throwing out all the nets, he threw out just one net. And then the net broke, and they still caught lots of fish, and they had to call the other guys to come in and help them, and then they almost sank. I mean, still, even though Peter had not much faith, God still surprised them and gave them abundance of fish. He could have calculated, God in heaven, all right, Peter has a family and James and John and their disciples. They need so and so many fish. Let me calculate. Okay, they need maybe 55 and a half fish. Let me send them 55 fish and a small one. No. God gave them abundance. And the net was breaking and the second boat was filled and both boats were filled and they almost sank. That is El Shaddai. That is the God unlimited, the God who is more than enough. How do you release the power? How do you release the prosperity and the provision of God? By your faith. Imagine Peter had more faith and he would have thrown out all his nets. They would have pulled a huge catch to the shore. He threw out one net. And even that one net that broke was enough to fill two boats. How much more if he had thrown all the nets? They would have towed those nets to the shore. It would have been full of fish. Maybe Peter would have become a multi-millionaire. I don't know. But he missed out because of his lack of faith. What's the problem with God? No, God was ready. Jesus was ready. The fish came. They were ready. The problem was the net. The net broke because there was only one net and it was not strong enough. And also, they had two boats. Why only two boats? Why not 20 boats? Why not 30, 50? Why not a fleet of boats? They would have been all filled. But they had only two boats, and those boats almost sank. That means there was potential for more. They could have fished more, gotten more fish for their family, for their businesses. They did not. Why? Their lack of faith. They were not prepared for the blessing. And many of us, many of you watching right now, you are not prepared for a blessing because you have a lack of faith. I want to pray with you, especially those of you who have never received Christ. You only know about him from maybe history class, from your confirmation class in church. But listen, Jesus is real and he wants to bless you and prosper you. You have access to the blessings if you know Jesus. The key word is Jesus. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I turn away from sin. I believe you died for me on that cross 2,000 years ago and you shed your blood for my sins. Jesus, I receive your forgiveness right now. Thank you for forgiving my sins. And right now, I am the righteousness of God. I have eternal life. Amen and amen. If you've just prayed this prayer very quickly, if you couldn't pray it that quickly, rewind, pray again. If you've prayed this prayer, listen, your sins have been forgiven. You are the righteousness of God. You have eternal life. And as you've met Jesus today, he'll make you prosper and he'll provide for you.